Welcome to Demystifying Marketing and Business Management with your host, Tessa Ashford.
How to ignite your inner high-performing leader. That's what we're talking about today. Whether you're an entrepreneur leading a small team or a senior management in the large corporation, the fact is that we have to be exceptional leaders to get exceptional results. Is your team getting the results that you want to get? Are you known in your company as someone who makes things happen? Welcome, I'm Tessa, Director of Business Development at Ashford Digital. We help business owners demystify marketing and business management topics, one topic at a time. Today, our guest is Kelly McCulley, president of McCulley & Company. And I'm so honored to have Kelly as a guest. She is the inspiration for my podcast and is one of my role models for podcasts that are impactful and educational. Welcome, Kelly.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. I'm excited to have you help us kind of dive into igniting our inner high-performing leader. And so here's a little background about Kelly. Kelly is a highly acclaimed leadership consultant, executive coach, facilitator, and speaker who works exclusively with high potential leaders to optimize their performance. An expert in improving leadership effectiveness and bottom line performance, Kelly works with the best and brightest industry leaders, executives, sales management teams, and key stakeholders to ignite their inner high performing leaders. She's going to help us today to look at the tactics we can use that she's teaching elite business professionals in their businesses. Kelly, what's the most important step leaders should take to create a high-performing team?
I think the most important thing that leaders don't think about, and even organizations when they're grooming leaders. So I work with Fortune 100s all the way through startups and Main Street. So there's a variety of people in those different types of organizations. And what I find is people, there's a big difference between leadership and management. And as we're promoted, we come in with the management mindset. So the management mindset is really, I'm going to tell people do something, roll up my sleeves, and maybe work side by side with them. But as a leader, what you're doing is you're taking people to another place. And ideally, as you're grooming and coaching them, they're able to do more and more, get better and better. And you're also able to then ascend into your full potential as a leader. And what I can tell you is that most people are so busy today, most leaders and managers, that they don't really have the luxury to sit down and think about leadership. What they're thinking about is, are we hitting our metrics? Is that person who never shows up on time here yet? Is the person who's on doing Instagram instead of work that the project that we have deadlines on? So most leaders haven't been taught how to set their own course of leadership. How do I want to be known? What do I want to accomplish? And, how can I bring out the best in the people around me? So the first place they got to start is, how do I want to be known and what do I want to accomplish? And then it's, how do I work with people to help bring out their best? And frankly, the majority of people, whether it's Fortune 100, startups, just as bad. There's no education on how do you coach people. It's strictly majority of the time on management. So figuring out, number one, how do I want to be known? Where are we going? Who's measuring me? And then how can I bring out the best in the people around me? That's what I would say.
Oh, it's so true though, especially when you're coming into a business or you're starting as an entrepreneur. I mean, we're not taught these things. We don't know how to, when you're doing really good, you're actually getting to the next level. You really do need someone to kind of show you how to make that happen, how to build the team, how to get your own business going. And then also in the corporations that are promoting up, like you said, I mean, it's a missing piece in a lot of companies right now. They just expect people, they're doing good now. Okay, put them in this role and they're going to be awesome at it. But you can actually get that core teaching. That's something that you actually do. And you offer programs about that and how to do that in self-study courses, and then you also have coaching programs. And I'm just interjecting because I know Kelly as a coach, and she's amazing. And so this piece of learning what it is that you don't know yet, getting clear on your goals, that's the absolute first step. So what's the most critical thing a leader has to do to tip into high-performing zone?
You know, you really want to follow a blueprint. And so some of those things are understanding, like we just said, clear about what am I trying to accomplish, and then what needs to happen in order for those goals to be accomplished. And so in writing down the goals, I highly recommend that you, if you don't have a coach, that you have a mentor, you have some ally, you have some champion that you can, because listen, if it was easy, you wouldn't need to do this, right? You wouldn't need to write it down. You wouldn't need to listen to a podcast like this. And again, when people are so busy, what goes first is the work on you. And then what happens is you get overwhelmed with, oh, things aren't getting done. You roll up your sleeves, you start doing other people's work, and you micromanage. And basically what that does is it sets you back in terms of what you're trying to accomplish. So you want to write down goals, like you said, you want to have a mentor or a coach, and then you have to be super protective of your time. People, not on purpose, they're not trying to undermine you, but regularly they're coming in and saying, do you have a minute? And those got a minutes cost you half the day, if not an entire day, and completely disrupt what your plans were in terms of what needs to be accomplished, given what I'm being measured by and what I'm trying to lead my team to do.
Gotcha. So would you recommend they block time to give themselves, or is there, what is a good tactic for helping to protect our time?
You know, it depends. So there's never a, this is the one way, because every organization is different. My rule of thumb is, even if you're in, for example, my financial services, which is very high stakes, it's very intense, people are under the gun psychologically for trying to make things happen. And so many of my leaders feel like I have to be available all the time. But the truth of the matter is, the majority of situations are not urgent, have to have done right now. So I recommend, listen, as a matter of protocol, what we usually are going to do around here is set up an appointment to meet with me. There are going to be times when there's an emergency, and absolutely I will be available to you. But you don't want to have this open door policy of come in anytime you want, unless you never want to get anything done. And it'll be a terrible formula. And then you're teaching the people that you're grooming to be leaders to also be inefficient. So you need to be very sensitive to, is this truly an emergency? Does this need to be attended to now? Or can we postpone this? And it's as simple as asking people, setting up, hey, you know what? We're going to work a little bit differently going forward. And what that means is setting up time on my calendar for non-emergencies. Anything that's critical that has to be attended to right now, absolutely, you're welcome to come into my office. And again, some people have assistants that can block a door or let people in. Others, it's a text that will. So you've got to work with your situation. And what I can tell you is 90% of what comes up is not an emergency, but will burn your time and set you back and the team back because you've been set back.
Absolutely. I do that in my business. I'm a little too available sometimes. So I find myself having to draw those lines, and it's a little hard to go back once you've been available to people. Like you said, it's kind of like we're going to change things moving forward. Approach is what I've had to do in my business, and give like specific times that I'm going to respond to certain types of emergency situations. So I do think it makes a huge difference for your business.
Well, and Tessa, the thing about it is it's communication. So people, if you've taught people that you're going to be completely responsive any minute that they're show up with some sort of drama, they will think that's the way we do it around here. So what I find is leaders actually set up the disastrous circumstances that they live in every day that's suffocating them. And so the beauty is because they designed it, not on purpose, but with a good heart, with good intentions. And so what happens is you designed it, now design something new. But what is so important, because it's very frustrating, And it is upsetting if all of a sudden you're not available when you have been for the last year. And it feels like a burn to your team, which undermines everything that you're trying to do. So, you know, we work with emotional intelligence. We're working, you know, in certain situations, certainly with my clients. I'm doing mergers and acquisitions with clients. I'm doing new leaders stepping into a very high profile, high stakes situation. And so it's fraught with raw emotion and feeling like I am on the line and everybody's looking at me. So as leaders, we're trying to calm people down. So communication is such a tired word. But what I can tell you is when I assess companies, again, from Fortune 100 down to startups, the biggest thing on the top five is always communication. Always communication. So anyways, I just beg you, if you decide to change your business model or how you're going to engage with your team, tell them, hey, we're doing this going forward. Here's why we'll all get better because of it. And here's how you can reach me if in fact there is a true emergency.
I like that, thinking from their perspective and also giving them a reason why. I think that's a huge thing that we do as leaders, or don't do for that matter, is tell our team why something needs to change or why we think this is going to be better and how it's going to make life easier in the big picture. We just kind of make changes happen and they're a little lost. But when they know the why, they understand and they're on board a lot more.
Why is huge and it gets left out a lot of the time for sake of people don't know that it is a compelling and very powerful influence tool. I mean, Nietzsche, this is not the exact quote, but if you look it up, you know, he says with a why, man will do anything. And he's talking about some pretty dramatic situations that people were able to get through because they had a why. And you don't have to give them a long laundry list why, just give them a couple of, you know, one sentence is plenty typically, but it's right. Very important. Thanks for underscoring that.
Well, it's one of those things that I forget. So I do think that we're so busy. We have such short time. Sometimes we just ask people, you know, we ask them to do something anyway, and we don't include that. And I'm hugely guilty of that. Yeah. What do you think the most dangerous thing a leader can do is and that will torpedo their business?
Well, really, it torpedoes their future and it torpedoes the productivity of their organization or their team. And what that is investing time and energy in the wrong people. So there are plenty of people in your organization raising their hand saying, pick me, I want to do it. And yet what happens is the squeaky wheel, the people, as I mentioned earlier, who are on Instagram, who show up late, who don't understand, I wasn't prepared, I didn't review it. So much time is spent on them, which, listen, they do need their time. However, you investing in the people that are engaged, who really want to get better, who believe in your organization, they're the ones, they're your future. They're going to allow you to step up to the things that will allow you to explode your team into, you know, the top team in the organization. That'll have you on the short list of, wow, Tessa can really develop teams and get them moving forward. We want her on our team to do that for us. So investing in people who don't care or who aren't doing it, trying to change their habits, is the biggest thing that will torpedo your future and the engagement of your high performers. High performers can't stand it when all the love and attention is going to people who can't even make it to the meeting on time prepared.
Right. So, and I know that you have programs, you have something that we're going to talk about, people being able to get a complimentary copy of, which is the blueprint. And we talked about that in our second question, which is more of like the strategic blueprint for leaders. But then you also have a program that helps us with team development, right? So it's called Ascend.
Yes, it's Ascend, the 6 essential practices of high performing leaders.
So both of these are hugely valuable for your organization, for your leadership. But if we start with the blueprint, and then when we are ready to make changes with the team, we can go into this Ascend program that will help us work in that and see what we're doing wrong with our team, how we're leading, how we're maybe not leading right. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's not ever what you're doing wrong. It's where should your attention go? And so it might be stop putting it here and start putting it in this other arena. So in Ascend, we also, just like in the Blueprint for High Performing Leaders program, we start with, you know, what is your leadership blueprint? Because you always want to start with, where do I want to go? And what's my dream if this turned out exactly how I imagined? And then we talk about, you know, igniting your high performing team, what needs to be in place. We go into your own, invest in yourself. So how do you advance, up level, and expand to take you to where it is your mind has dreamt that you can really achieve? And then we talk about navigating difficult conversations and negotiations. You know, without influence, you're not getting anywhere. And without negotiation, depending on you lose a lot of money. You leave a lot of money on the table by not being able to negotiate, whether it's getting a great client, whether it's getting a bonus or a bump in your comp, whether it's getting time, you know, work remotely, more time off. You know, there's so many things that you can negotiate to help yourself and your team be more inspired and engaged. And then, you know, we get into the happy, healthy leader. One of the things that I never thought about is this is so sad. Leaders are usually last in line, which means you don't eat as healthy as your family's eating. You're not sleeping as well as you should. You're not investing in this, you know, who you are physically. And, you know, leaders of today, it's high stress. It's a lot of things happening, a lot of decisions going on. And so if you don't keep yourself healthy and ready for whatever's coming down the pike, the person who gets short shrift, you know, it's not your company, it's not the family, although they get it a little bit, but it's mostly you who's burned out and fried. And at the end of the day, say, let's have ice cream for dinner because I can't make another decision.
That's true.
The Ascend program.
It's true. And I definitely recommend that everyone go and go to Kelly's website and get the complimentary copy of Blueprint for High Performing Leaders as your first step, because it is complimentary. It does give you this outline, this perfect outline. And then as you progress, you'll find that you need Kelly in your corner as you go through, because she's an amazing coach. The website to go to is McCauleyandCo.com, and I'll spell that McCauleyandCo.com. Thank you so much for being on the show, Kelly. You've really helped a lot with the leadership, igniting our high performing leader.
Oh, I'm so happy to do it. And when you get your blueprint, what it is it's a video and workbook series. So you can walk yourself through and answer questions and really deep dive into how do you want to be known? Who's measuring you? What do you need to bring into your world in order to be on that path of what you know is inside of you that you can achieve, and so many people benefit because you're a great leader.
And I've been through this program. I know this program inside and out, and it is awesome, and it's worth it for sure. I love it. Please join us next time to demystify more marketing and business management topics. Follow us online, subscribe to our podcast channels, and join the conversation on Facebook. If you found this episode helpful, please spread the aloha and share it on social media. Thank you all for joining us. Have a blessed week, and I can't wait to see what you create.
Visit ashforddigital.com to watch our video blog or listen to our podcasts. While you're there, download cheat sheets and snag templates that make marketing your business easy.